Are you ready to find peace in your heart? Of course you do. I'm Coach Easy, and welcome to the Cause It's Easy Show. As an empowered empath, empowering mindsets, and confidence through adversity, I will help you connect and conquer. Listen in as we talk real about serious concerns in the world and learn how, by working together, we can make life amazing. You are the ultimate number one in your life, and that's why you can be whoever you want and do whatever you want. Without worrying what anyone else thinks. Why? Because it's easy. With me, Coach Easy. I believe there is a path to an easier way, and having God in your life is the key. On this show, laughter is a promise, and music is the spiritual language. Because it's easy. Starts now. Welcome, everybody, to the Because It's Easy Show. Coach Easy, here on the Transformation Radio Network, TTN. So today, we're going to try to see if we can maybe open some minds to maybe try to be a kinder and more pleasant society, because I think we've all gotten down a wrong road here, and I know why. I think a lot of people know why, but it don't matter if you're religious or not religious, believe in God or what God, it don't matter. We all have the ability to be kind. We all have the ability to love fellow man. And that's not love like love. We all know it's a love. Loving people. I don't know. It's easy for me to do. I always say this. I like everybody until I don't. And that's because they gave me a reason to. But even then, I'm a forgiving person. I don't usually let things bother me. If they do, I only take about 10 minutes and I get over it. And I've kind of always been that way, but it's even easier the older I get. I think more and more people just, like, they want to be mad. But you know how much energy that wastes? And it actually ages you, being angry. But then again, every circumstance is different. Some people may have a really good reason to be. I know that one of the things... I try to follow positivity, and I never used to. I was a negative person, very negative. And I had some people wake me up to being positive, because negative was just bringing on more negativity. More bad karma, it seemed like, was coming my way. And it's hard when you have some bad things go your way. It's hard not to be angry or not to be negative. And for me, it felt like it was something negative always happening to me ever since I was a kid. And I didn't even, I guess, understand or realize that's why I had so many negative things kept coming on me, because I kept being negative. I was just a negative person. Think the worst, hope for the best. I changed a lot of that in the last 5 or 6 years. Part of that, and I will never push it, but I found my faith in God again. I had it when I was young, got away from it for a long time. And I wouldn't say I got away from it. I just didn't keep up with it. And I didn't pray. I didn't do that stuff. And I know there's so many different people, different religions, different cultures. And I don't judge anybody. You can have your own, whatever you guys, I love you either way. You don't have to dislike somebody because you have a different religion. You don't have to dislike somebody because they're a different race or culture or creed or any of that stuff. That's a choice you have. I know that there's a lot of people that think we're born certain ways. We're not born certain ways. Like, I'll be the first one to defend even gay people. A lot of people think that they choose that. I think that you're born that way. And that's okay. Teach their own. That's the one thing I think a lot of us do too much, is judge people. Everybody does a lot of judging. And that's a bad habit to get into. I've been guilty of it. And I'm not even saying I haven't done it still recently. It's something I have to try to watch. Because nobody should be judging anybody, really. There's many verses in the Bible, if you're a believer in the Bible, that express that. There's only one person that we should be worried about judging us. And even then, a lot of people even use that to judge people. They'll say, well, God said this and God did this. That's where Christianity is becoming. People are starting to condemn it, it seems like, because so many people want to try to shove that down people's face. I don't think that that's your right to do. You should talk about them if you believe. That's what he expects. But you shouldn't preach it on people. You shouldn't push it on people. Not everybody wants to hear it. But you should always have the right to say you believe, and you can talk about them. Just don't try to use the Bible as a preaching to people, telling them God said this or the Bible says this. That's what gives Christianity a bad name. God will be the ultimate one to judge. So I'll leave it at that. So one of the things, and I got to be honest with you guys, I used to know them, and I forgot all of them until I just recently checked it out. But I don't know if I ever hear anybody. I don't know what other religions have, if some of you follow different ones, but like the Ten Commandments is what I'm talking about. And before anybody gets turned off, just so we know, this is what America was kind of built on. I'm not saying you have to, but I can't go away from it, right? Christianity is what I was born with and raised. But the Ten Commandments, has anybody ever really looked at those? If you are, do you remember them? Do you kind of abide by them? I've been guilty. I still am not sure, because that's ultimately God's decision, what God expects. I try to just be as good a person as I can, and I'm not even perfect on that. We're never perfect. But it's recognizing you're not perfect is what the key is. Realizing when you're wrong, or apologizing when you make a mistake. Ego gets in the way sometimes of people that know they're wrong, but they don't want to show, they don't want to face it. So then they're even worse, because they have to protect their pride or their ego. It's okay to be wrong. I'm wrong in my life, but I acknowledge it. And I don't make mistakes. Nobody's ever going to be perfect. There's only one person perfect. So bottom line is, just try to be the best person you can be. I don't know if it's easy to completely be sinless, because that's obviously God's choice. That's where people get in trouble. They try to say, well, that's a sin. God's not like that. Well, you don't know ultimately for sure what God thinks and what he don't think. I think he's a big boy. I think he knows he can decide himself what's good and not good. But Ten Commandments are kind of a big deal, though. And I think pretty confident that's what he believes in. So, like, one, you shall have no other God. Again, if you're not a Christian, that doesn't apply to you. You shall not make idols. We all can be guilty of that. We have people we shouldn't idol, like Hollywood stars or athletes. It's okay to enjoy their talent, but idolize them? No. Shall not take the Lord's name in vain. I've been guilty. I know a lot of people are guilty of this. All you got to do is try to be the best you can. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. At Sunday, I think pretty much a lot of people, they respect it, but we don't necessarily follow maybe keeping it holy. I know a lot of people like to go golf or go do something on Sunday instead of go to church, or I'm guilty of not going to church. I don't believe I have to go to church, though, to have my relationship. I go on occasion. I just don't think I have to go every week. Honor your father and mother. This is one that's been a problem, I think, for a lot of us. This new generation, I feel they're smart. You guys are intelligent. They have a lot going for them. I worry about their future because of countries is a mess. But I learned a lot from my own daughter. But I feel like there's a lack of respect for parents with this younger generation. Bill Maher, I shouldn't say it on here, and I probably won't say the word, but Bill Maher called it the F.U. mom generation. That may be a little extreme, but it's almost kind of halfway true. Like, I've seen so many kids talk to their mom, not usually the dad very often, unless the dad's just kind of a pushover, but like me. But son, a lot of kids talk really bad to their mothers, and it's really sad to see, because I would have got my ass beat. Sorry, I would have. I know that they call that child abuse nowadays. I think that's a bad thing to have started too, because a good whooping, I think, does everybody a bit good. I got my ass beat when I was a kid, and I think it was a benefit. You have to have something to fear. Like, people that aren't religious or are not into their faith, they don't have God to fear. You have to be it. If you're going to fear anybody, it should be God. See, ultimately can decide what the hell happens, right? I'm spitting proof of it. I mean, I've almost literally probably should have died twice, and I'm here. And that's why I'm so strong in my faith, because there's no other explanation for me. I always joke that I'm on borrowed time, and that could be. I'm here for a purpose. I think I'm serving it as best I can now, but So number seven or six, shall not murder. I think that goes without saying, right? We shouldn't. I won't. You shall not commit adultery. Now, this happens all the time. I don't know how God will take that. I don't really. I almost did, and I didn't. I got divorced first. I don't believe in cheating. If you're cheating with somebody, you're with the wrong person. You would. I know this from when I was married. I didn't want anybody else. But I also didn't get in a relationship unless I was sure of it, being the only person I wanted to be with. I always say, if you feel like you want to cheat, or even, let's say, be abusive, you're with the wrong person. Because I promise you, if you are, if you love, if you fall in love and you're with the right person, you won't want to harm them. You just won't. No different than you wouldn't want to hurt your own kid. Usually, most people wouldn't. That's why when people cheat or people are abusive to women, I always, if I'm friends or I know them, I'd say, well, what if somebody did that to your daughter or your mother? Yeah, that's somebody's daughter. And she could be somebody's mother too. So that's what you got to think about, because it's so easily done these days. So many people get in relationships for the wrong reasons, man. It's because they're insecure or lonely. But it's not always about us. I've been single for several years. I've been burned, and I may have done maybe some burning. I'm not perfect, nothing harsh, but I never cheated when I was married for 14 years. I got divorced when I thought I might end up doing it because our marriage fell apart. Another story I won't even get into, but we've actually gotten along really well. And who knows, man? Never know, crazier things have happened. But I do kind of miss that best friend. And I know a lot of people that end up splitting up, they regret it later. Because they had a good relationship, but because of one stupid decision or maybe a couple of stupid decisions, it ruined it. So we have to be more conscious of the things we do. I know it ain't easy. There's a lot of influences out there in the world, and it's not our fault either. These influences are pushed on us. I'm not unholier now. I'm one of the most, I cuss too much. I tell dirty jokes. I'm not a perfect man. But I try to be the best man I can be. And that's all I can tell people to do, is do the best you can to be the best person you can be. And loving and respecting people is a big step that direction, because you should love a fellow man. You don't have to love him like your girlfriend love him, but just love him as a human. It'll make a huge difference. And a lot of people just don't have it. But you love it all. If you love anybody else, you can love anybody. But then again, there's some pieces of shit out there, and sometimes it's not easy to do. So you just kind of just walk away from those people, but try to respect people. That's a good start. I've always said, you want respect, you got to give it first. So number eight, you shall not steal. I've done this. I don't even know what the leverage is, what the level of stealing is. I mean, I guess we all kind of steal. Like if you stole maybe a music off of a website, that would, I guess, consider stealing, but I've done it. You steal someone's picture, steal something up. You know, the internet makes it hard to not steal, because it's really technically stealing. So that was a tough one. All I can say is do the best we can, but that's not what's screwing up society as much as some of these. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. That one I just get a little confused about. But what I believe is, don't be a phony fraud. Don't steal his wife, cheat behind his back, or that kind of shit, I guess. I'm pretty sure. If I'm wrong, somebody could help me probably figure that one out. I just didn't have a chance to look it up. You shall not covet. Now, that one's not a hard one. That's just basically you wanting something, and you're not really, you don't need it. Nor you want, it's basically it's a desire without regard of rights to it. Like you desire something that you really don't have the rights to have, or you don't need. Like say someone's wife, I shall not covet thy neighbor's wife. You know what that means. Wrongful desire, I think, is about what's a good word, but what a good way to put it. So that's that 10 commandments. We're going to go to a break, and I'm going to come back and talk about the other side of that. And be here shortly. TTN, Radio Transformation Effort. See you soon.
sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Do you feel stuck in a system that seems broken? Are you longing to have meaning in your life? Tune in to Banking on Burlesque, the propelling point of change with me, Lana Montrese, every fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Navigate into a world of sparkle, wonder, and a lifetime of magical change as you discover a way to heal that you never thought possible. For more information, visit LanaMontrese.com. That's LanaMontrese.com.
Welcome back. All righty. So that was a quick first half. I wanted to talk about this is the other end of this. It's kind of the bad side of this. And I'll be the first to say it. Unless you're conscious of it, I probably bet everybody commits one of these every day, if not at least once a week. I think it's part of society. Not saying any particular person or cause of it. It's just always around, and it makes it hard. The seven deadly sins are what I think a lot of people are maybe not even conscious of them. They're easy to forget about. But if you got to see a movie, ever want to watch a movie, go watch the movie Seven with Brad Pitt. It's an older movie, so younger generations wouldn't know about it probably, but it's a good movie you got to go see. So seven deadly sins are basically evil things that cause people. That's why they're called the deadly sins. I mean, they don't necessarily kill everybody, but they can. and those seven are lust. We all lust on occasion. Some people mistake love for lust or lust for love. So like, for instance, since you started a relationship with somebody, I had this woman I watched on psychiatrist online talk about, you really can't love someone for at least a couple of months. But so many people, they fall quick. What that is lust, mostly. I mean, you got to have more of a connection usually for love. I'm not saying it's impossible not to be at first sight. People think that happens. I think it can. I wouldn't risk it. Because there's a lot of times where I thought, oh my God, I adore this person. I love this woman. And 2 months later, I'm like, man, I don't know if I really want to be with her. That's happened to me in my life. I know it's happened to other people. We think we're so into them at first. And then we start to get to know somebody. And it's not that they're a bad person. You just have different things, you know, and it's like, this doesn't work. But anyway, the lust is a bad one people get involved in. Gluttony. Excessive and ongoing eating of food or drink. Gluttony could be an alcoholic. Gluttony could be somebody that just goes to a all-you-can-eat buffet and don't stop eating. It says in Corinthians 10:31, says, therefore, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. You can take that for what it's worth. Greed. Greed is an excessive pursuit of material goods. Greed, obviously, that's a word everybody hears. We can't get enough money. We want to have the nicest clothes, the nicest car. And I don't think that's a bad thing in a lower dose. Like, I mean, obviously, we want to look nice. We look proud. It's excessiveness, you know, like you look down at people if they aren't dressed good, or you know what I mean? Or somebody gets a nice car, you have to go get another one that's better. That's straight. Too much. That's greed. Sloth. Oh, boy, I tell you what. I won't bust on you guys, but you generations longer. You guys are smarter, smart as can be, but you guys are pretty lazy. I'm only teasing. That's sloth. That's basic excessive laziness. They would sometimes maybe call potheads laziness, or call them sloths. Failure to act and utilize one's talents. I know that we can get rid of rut. I've been there. I was telling somebody today, I'm a salesman by trade. I said, when I'm selling a lot and I'm doing good, I can't stop. I get going. But I can get real lazy when I get complacent, when maybe business is slow or I'm not doing very well or something, you know? So yeah, it can happen in different ways, all kinds of different ways. You don't even have to be a lazy overall person, but you can still be sloth at times. I think we all can be greedy. You'll do that. Wrath. Well, I see a lot of this nowadays, guys. But this is the one that scares me. There's some tempers out there, and I'm one that has one. I've gotten to the point in an age where I've learned to control it, and I never hurt anybody. I can maybe hurt you verbally sometimes. That's even gone away because I've gotten older. I just need to be left alone for a little bit. That's how I deal with rage or temper. But usually I'm over it 15 minutes, 20 minutes. Just give me a little bit of time, you know? But some people don't know how to control their temper. And even words can be very hurtful. But the physical shit, that's got to stop, man. There's nothing to prove but be physical to people. Man and woman, people ought to try to control that better. I've seen too much physical beatings in my life. Ones that almost made me sick to watch because some people don't know when to stop. But that can also have other consequences. People want to get revenge. That's caused from wrath, you know? Well, try to help yourself not get to that point. Envy. Envy is almost another way of saying kind of jealousy I can't think of the word now, but the Bible says the following is in Proverbs 14:30, a sound heart is life to the body, but envy is rottenness to the bones. Sticks and stones may break my bones. Words will never hurt me. It says other biblical texts which mention envy include, you know, Psalms 37:1, Proverbs, there's all kinds of them. Kindness cures envy by placing the desire to help others above the need to supersede them. So being kind can kind of almost kind of block out envy. I know people, this is something I can tell you that I know. I know people, I would even say friends maybe on occasion, they want to help you when you're down. And that's so they can look like the hero and it makes them feel good that they helped you. But they don't want to see you rise above them. Don't think that don't happen on occasion. That's envy. That's people that don't do it for the right reasons. They're not kind for the right reasons. And they're doing it out of own selfishness. And that can be a little bit hard to see. I've gotten so transparent these days, I'll just tell you, I don't want to do it. Because I used to be one that felt obligated. I got to help them. Sometimes you just don't want to do it. You just don't. And that's your right to not do it. So don't do things for the wrong reasons, is what I'm saying. Don't do it for your own glory. Like, you know, that's, I know, something that God don't like. You don't like bragging. So we talked about it. So gluttony, we talked about all these, it looks like. I thought we had one more here. The last one is pride. There you go. Pride, guys. I find that to be a tough one because pride's not a bad thing to have. You should have pride in who you are, pride in what you do, pride in your teams. Their definition of it can be different. Like, is an excessive view of ones without regard for others. So maybe pride is bragging, showing off too much. I mean, you can have pride without being braggish. That can be annoying. I know people like that. Sometimes they keep bringing up their things they've done that they've had success with. It's almost like, I heard you the first time, dude. You know, be happy for people, but don't expect people to continue to praise you. That's what they're looking for. They want praise. I've had a bad habit in my life of seeking approval. And I believe that's because of my dad dying when I was young. I've always seeked that male approval. And that's kind of why my coaching is about. I want to help anybody that doesn't maybe have that father figure. Because I've been through it all and I can help a lot of people with that. So check me out on my website any chance if you want something to talk about. But that's because it's easy.com. It's on the page. But so yeah, those are the seven deadly sins. And I don't know if any of that helps you guys, but we overall could be better as a society. Here's some words of it real quick. I want to see the words of virtue. Kindness, temperance, charity, chastity, humility, diligence, and patience. Those are some words you should look up and try to look, see if those will help you. Because we do, we have to all overall as a society just be kinder. Respect and love. We'll see you guys next week here on the Transformation Radio Network. Because it's easy show with Coach Easy. God bless everybody. You have been listening to the Cause It's Easy Show with me, Coach Easy. Empowered empath, empowering mindsets, and building confidence through adversities. Tune in every Tuesday at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where I, Coach Easy, will show you the easy way to make your life simple, abundant, and amazing. No matter what you have experienced in your life, you can feel positive, confident, learn to laugh, and have fun again. For more information on the Cause It's Easy approach, visit CauseItsEasy.com. Cause, C-U-Z, It's Easy, E-A-Z-Y.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.